بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال: قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اقرأ علي القرآن. قلت: يا رسول الله، أقرأ عليك وعليك أنزل؟ قال: إني أحب أن أسمعه من غيري. فقرأت عليه سورة النساء حتى جئت إلى هذه الآية: فكيف إذا جئنا من كل أمة بشهيد وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا. صدق الله العظيم. قال: حسبك الآن. فالتفت إليه فإذا عيناه تذرفان. متفق عليه. To complete the hadith, the discussion of which we began one or two days ago, Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu narrates that on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him and said that, recite the Quran upon me. He responded and said, O Nabi of Allah, should I recite upon you whereas the Quran was revealed upon you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter explained that, verily I love listening to the recitation of others. In other words, I love that someone else should recite the Quran to me. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, I recited Surah Nisa until I came upon this verse, which we translated yesterday, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. That how will it be when we shall bring forth a witness from every nation, from every ummah, and then we will call you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be a witness over them. This verse requires that one has to visualize the terrors and the difficulties and the hardships that will face humanity on the Day of Judgment. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatul lil alameen. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah says, we did not send you as anything but as a mercy. So such was the compassion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this had a great effect upon him. On the one hand, to visualize, he pictured the terror of the Day of Judgment. And on the other hand, the concern which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for his ummah, because he realized by listening to this verse the inescapable need to testify regarding the actions of his ummah. Obviously, there will be some whose actions are good, who had pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With that, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not have any difficulty. But on the other hand, there will be those whose actions, the consequences of which would possibly result in them facing the azab and punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in them going towards Jahannam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be called to intercede on the Day of Judgment. So all these various aspects had such an effect upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala who reached this point of Surah Nisa, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, حَسْبُكَ الْآن. That enough. In other words, stop now. From this we learn that when listening to Quran, when pondering or reflecting over its meaning, it's not necessary that one has to continue for a very, very long period of time. But there is nothing wrong with asking the reciter to pause. There is nothing wrong with asking the reciter to stop, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala who says that, when I received this instruction, he had been so occupied in his concentration over the recitation of the verses of the Quran that he was oblivious or unaware of the effect upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now when instructed to stop, faltafattu ilay, he says, I looked towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I saw the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brimming over with tears. His Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was crying openly. Such was the effect of these verses of the Quran upon Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah stated that to weep or to cry while listening to Quran is a quality of the arifin, those who recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he would say that it is the quality of the salihin, those who are pious and obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah used to say that it is mustahab, very, very meritorious and worship, and very meritorious, and it carries great reward to weep while listening to the Quran. Allama Suyuti rahimahullah used to say that it is mustahab to weep, and if you are unable to weep, if you are unable to cry, then at least adopt the appearance of one who is weeping. We find that this aspect, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Salih Muzani rahimahullah, saw Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, and he was reciting Quran to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that, Ya Salih, هذه القراءة فإن البكاء. That, O Salih, the Quran is in its place, the Qiraat is in its place, but where are the tears? How is it that eyes are dry? How is it that this Quran is not shaking your very existence? Is not we find that amongst the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he would read Fajr Salah, Sahaba would say, a Sahabi says, I stood in the last saf and I could hear the sobbing and the crying of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we'll see in the riwayat later on in the same chapter, when he commanded that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu should perform the salah during the terminal illness, should lead the salah during the terminal illness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu anha, when she tried to intercede and dissuade Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from this imperative command, she said, Innahu raqiqul qalb. That my father is very, very soft-hearted. Whenever he recites the Quran, he cries inconsolably. Unfortunately, nowadays, when it comes to listening to the Quran or reading the Quran, for tears to come out, for us to cry, has become the exception. It's a rarity. Whereas in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was the norm. It was impossible. It was impossible that Quran would be recited and the eyes would remain dry. Many, many incidents, as Imam Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi in his Hayatul Sahaba, is almost an entire chapter that is devoted to this, the effect that the Quran would have, that when the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would listen to the Quran, the effect that it would have upon them. Once the verse of the Quran is recited, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, wa quduha an-nasu wal hijara, that, O people of Iman, save yourselves and your families from a fire, the fuel of which is men and stones. فَقَامَ شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ, an elderly man stood up and addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَحِجَارَةُ جَهَنَّمْ كَحِجَارَةِ الدُّنْيَا. Ya Rasulullah, Allah Ta'ala says, save ourselves from the fire, the fuel of which is men and stones, are the stones of Jahannam, like the stones of this dunya. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَسَخْرَةٌ مِّن سَخْرِ جَهَنَّمْ أَعْظَمُ مِّن جِبَالِ الدُّنْيَا كُلِّهَا. That one pebble of Jahannam, its girth, enormity and size is more than the largest mountain range of this world. One pebble of Jahannam, that is the size. The Sahabi starts breathing heavily. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rushes forward. قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Say La ilaha illallah. He recites La ilaha illallah and he passes away on the spot. This was the type of effect. And they are not just one incident. Many, many incidents. Sometimes an entire night, Sahabi would be on the musalla repeating the same verse of the Quran and sobbing and crying inconsolably. This is a great loss, my respected brothers, that today we read Quran and our hearts are unaffected. We read Quran and the eyes are dry. This is a great loss. And this is something that we should be concerned about. We should be making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah give us His khashiyat. Allah give us that taluk. Allah give us the sweetness of shedding tears whilst remembering Him, remembering qabr, remembering akhirat, remembering jannat, remembering jahannam, etc. So we find that there are many, many lessons that we learn from this hadith. A few of them we have already alluded to. Very, very important, as we mentioned yesterday also, the fact that Ramadan has come and gone. It should not be that the Quran has come and gone. But for the other 11 months of the year, our attachment with the Quran, the importance of our daily recitation of the Quran, the importance of, as we see in the light of this hadith, not just listening to Quran, but pondering over the Quran, reflecting over the Quran, letting our hearts be affected by the words of the Quran. And this is not something we do seasonally or we do occasionally. Take out a time every day and fix it minimum. Our elders are saying that if you are hafiz a Quran, three siparas of the Quran, this is minimum. This should be part of your daily ritual, daily recitation. And if you are not hafiz of the Quran, and you are affluent in reciting the Quran, then at least one juz, one para of the Quran, daily we should be reciting. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال خطب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خطبة ما سمعت مثلها قط فقال لو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا قال فغطى أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وجوههم ولهم خنين متفق عليه. This hadith, as we see with a few other ahadith mentioned in this chapter, just to remind ourselves or refresh our memories, Babu Fadlil Buka, the chapter which deals with the virtue of crying out of the shock and inclination for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and out of khashiyat and fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for us to cry, the virtue of that. That is this chapter, and we find that there are a few ahadith which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has repeated. In other words, they were discussed in previous chapters, but because sometimes the whole hadith or a section of the hadith is pertinent to this chapter, this is why he has repeated it. One of these ahadith is this hadith where Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates that on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered a khutbah. Khatab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam khutbah. He delivered a khutbah, a sermon. Ma samiatu mithlaha qattu. Anas radiallahu anhu says, I never heard anything like this before. I never heard, in other words, the subject matter of this khutbah was unique, was different from the other khutbah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered. And in it he said, that if you people knew that which I know, in other words, the haqiqat, the reality, one is to know something, and the other is for the reality of it to enter the heart. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba Kiram of what lies ahead, what is going to happen in the Qabr, what is going to happen on Hashar, the Sirat, the bridge over Jahannam, Jannat, Jahannam, what lies ahead, Hisab, Kitab, having to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these inescapable, these absolute realities that lie ahead, if you people knew about them, that which I know, you would laugh less and you would cry more. You and I have just heard that, yet it has very little effect on us. What was the effect on the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Faghatta ashabu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wujuhahum. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam covered their faces. Walahum khaneen, and the sound of excessive weeping could be heard. This word khaneen in Arabic, there are a few interpretations. This hadith was discussed previously, so I'm not going to go into a lot of detail. But just to refresh our memories, one is, they say, when you cry with a nasal sound, that is khaneen. The other explanation is, sometimes you see a little child, when a little child sobs excessively, after sobbing, when the sobbing, in other words, the screaming loudly and crying stops, then the child starts breathing heavily. This is natural. The deep sigh that happens after a person has wept excessively, that is one explanation that ulama kiram give of khaneen. In other words, the sahaba didn't just shed one or two tears. They were sobbing and crying. This was the effect of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon them. Let me stop.